You are what you eat. That's our message for today. We were taught to preach one message in 6 words or less, so you have to let me know if we do it in those 5 words. I've already counted. You are what you eat. And of course, that's true from, very true from a human perspective, and perhaps when we were growing up, our mothers implied the same, or maybe used that adage with us, that you are what you eat. And as we grow up, then of course, we have more people to tell us how important a diet is, like our doctors in particular. Excuse me. I can remember as a teenager, of course we all like certain foods. As a teenager, I liked hot dogs. And they had to be Oscar Mayer hot dogs too, of course. And I liked drinking Mountain Dew. That was my favorite soda. And I was suffering from these excruciating headaches, and I couldn't quite determine why. Well, eventually, when I cut down on the hot dogs and stopped the Mountain Dew, what do you know? The headaches got a lot fewer and far between. You definitely are what we eat. And we hear today in the Gospel from John chapter 6. We've been reading it for a couple weeks. We'll hear from it next Sunday too, talking about the real presence, the bread of life, where Jesus Christ is really present under the form of bread and wine that we share here at Mass. And we heard some rather shocking terms again today from John's Gospel. And stay tuned for next Sunday. Come back again and we'll hear how hard it was for his original followers to accept this message. And that's what we're meant to struggle with. It doesn't necessarily come easily, but it's real nonetheless. Jesus, of course, said in Matthew's Gospel, take and eat, take and drink. And St. Augustine would even agree with our message for today. You are what you eat and drink. And too often, perhaps in the past, I don't know the history here too well, but sometimes we focus on the transubstantiation or the transformation of the bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ, and we neglect, unfortunately, perhaps, the personal transformation that is to be experienced by the believers who share in the real presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. In effect, sometimes Father Richard Rohr indicates he feels that perhaps we've changed more bread than people, is his words, and we've neglected the people as being transformed and just focused on the priest as being the transformer. And we need to be present to the Lord here at Mass in order to experience his real presence. So came up with a couple of examples. One is a negative example, or a way not to do it. And sometimes church ministers and priests will share stories of certain experiences that happened. And one particular staff person said in their church, similar to what we have here, they had screens at this particular parish. And here it's not a TV, but somebody came in at this other place, and in fact, it was three people. And in fact, it was on the same day. And it was on a Sunday before the late Mass, whatever time it was scheduled, and three people wanted to know if we could put on the Packer game on the screens in church. And they were very serious about it. And that leads me to another, they're getting all the good material here today. The biggest church in Wisconsin, okay, think about it, on Sundays, the biggest church in the whole state of Wisconsin, of course, you know it from what I just said, it's Lambeau Field. That's the biggest church in the state of Wisconsin on Sundays. And that's for those who may not be from Wisconsin, that's where the Green Bay Packers, when they're home, play football. And last night, I was here as well, honored to be here. Deacon Al was assisting at Mass last night, and I went to the Eucharistic Chapel for a brief moment after reconciliation, and Deacon Al was in there, and I said a brief hello, finished a few silent prayers, and then afterwards in the sacristy he shared, that's one of his favorite devotions, is to pray in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. And we have a very intimate space, a very warm space, I think, to experience the real presence of Jesus Christ here in our Eucharistic chapel. And in fact, Deacon Al went on that when he was a mere boy of 4 years old, his grandfather would take him to pray in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. And ever since, he's loved it. And like I said, he shared that was his favorite devotion. Now, I'm assuming they prayed the prayer of silence during that time. And one famous saint said, I look at Jesus, and Jesus looks back at me, to describe that particular way of prayer in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. We need, of course, to prepare not just for the transformation of the bread and wine, but to acknowledge and to prepare to be transformed at Mass as well. And it can be challenging to know that we have the dignity and power of God within us and flowing through us and through the community of believers, that of course is a big focus for us as Catholics. It's not just God and me, it's God and us upon which we focus. And this presence can lead us and guide us and empower us through our entire faith journey. Now, St. Augustine had a couple other little nifty phrases that Father Rohr quotes from these notes I have. And we're going to take them one at a time because they're pretty deep. And the first one is, be what you see. Be what you see. So perhaps we can think about that at Mass today and other Masses that we celebrate throughout our life. Be what you see. So maybe when the Sacred Host is elevated and the chalice is elevated and they're both elevated, we can think about that. Be what you see. And perhaps even knowing that the presence, the transformed presence of Jesus Christ is present in the believers, maybe we can even think about that when we see other people. Maybe even when we're dealing with people who may be a little difficult. Be what you see. To realize, without judging perhaps, the presence of Jesus Christ in the believer. So that's one part. Be what you see. The second part of this quote from St. Augustine is receive what you are. Receive what you are. So when the priest or the deacon or the lay minister distributes the sacred body and blood of Christ under the form of the consecrated host, receive what you are. The words, of course, are the body of Christ. And we respond with a hearty amen. And as I shared at 8 o'clock, you know, by 10:30, I come up with all these little extras. So I say at 10:30, you get the best material for all these homilies. That's been true for me, at least, quite a bit. So as we come forward, receive what you are, the body of Christ, we say amen. And of course, at this parish, we know what amen means. Okay, we know what it means. We've got to know what it means, right? Because there are very few words that are written in any type of art and environment in the sacred space, and you've got in those words what amen means. I believe. That's what it means. Receive what you are. St. Augustine believes firmly that the transubstantiation of bread and wine into the body and blood of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit is one half of the great mystery of faith that we call the real presence. The other half is the transformation of the believer who by the same Holy Spirit is changed into the one we are privileged to receive in faith. It is our graced transformation into Christ's body and blood for the sake of the world that the church also celebrates. You are what you eat.